Hello.
Hey, is this Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, it's Jerome Pratt. We had spoken yesterday about your place at South Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. What's up? How you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Nah, good time, good time. I got the spare time on my hand.
Okay, good, good, good. So I just wanted to get some clarification slash try and run some figures by you. I just had a couple questions about your place. You had told me you hadn't done too much work to it, but I know I can't see the inside. If you could, you told me that you hadn't changed much, but could you like give me a rundown of what, paint me a picture of the inside of the place as well, just so I can see what numbers we would have to put into it.
I haven't done anything. I tell you, when I bought it, it was turnkey, man. I just moved in and started living, man. And I've been doing it for 10, 15 years now. So I haven't done anything, man. And I could have put an HVAC in, but I didn't have no kids. So it was just grown folks, man. Grown folks know how to stay warm, man. Summertime, same thing, summertime, man. Just one living room. Most of my time is staying in one living room, so we put an AC in that window and we good. Watch the football game, watch basketball games, sports, whatever in the room, and party in the room and
I
keep this
got you.
room warm. The old lady, she took the other side of the house. She kept same thing. She kept warm on her side, and so only two bedrooms really been used since I've been. My other bedroom I use as a guest bedroom. And think my cousin came and stayed with me once. He took that room. But yeah, three bedrooms, four bedrooms really, but the fourth bedroom is not closed in, and it's you can walk through that bedroom to go to the bathroom per se. But if you put up a wall, then to get to the bathroom you just have to have a it would just be a hallway going to the bathroom. But yeah.
Got you.
Two
Got
bath and a half bathroom, full bath upstairs, half a bath downstairs, laundry room, wash and dry hookup. Upstairs, downstairs, already. I don't know. It used to look like it. If you look at the front of the pictures online, it looked like it was a two family,
Yeah,
but
duplex.
it looked like it's a duplex. So you can go in. Go on one door, take you to the left side of the house, which is the living room. Other side, take you to another inside of the house, is the living room. Then you step into the kitchen, and then you step into a dining room, big area. I don't know, I got a pool table in there now. I got a full wide pool table in that room,
Now
just a
that's
little
nice.
bedroom. Yeah. Like
That's
I said, upstairs, got three bedrooms upstairs. Full size bedrooms. Bedrooms is full size from king size bed fitting in, dresser drawer, whatever. Still space left over. It's a big house, man. It's about eight, what is 17, 1800 square feet. So it's a big house, man. So
Yeah.
yeah. So a couple guys came and looked at it. They said I don't know what kind of profit you're looking for, man. I know you guys gotta have 40%, 50% profit or something. So if you spend $100,000, you wanna make $100,000. Well, I don't know if you're gonna make it on me, bro. So depends, you know.
Yeah, no, I completely get what you're saying, and we do have a lot of properties all throughout that area, and then some. It's really just a matter of, making it.
Oh, who got property? You bought properties down here? Y'all got properties down here?
Yeah, just a couple streets over. A lot of the times, what we do is we have a team of investors that they'll get first pick and see which ones they wanna take up and do some work to this, that, and the third. But we try to take into consideration to make sure we're doing for the person with the house and doing for us. We want to make sure, everybody's happy. That's the goal. That's really the
Yeah,
goal.
well, make me happy. I'm walking away with $135,000. That's what I'm gonna be happy. So it's just a matter of me putting it on the market. I'm gonna get that. But if you want to give it to me, you're open to it, man. So do what you got to do, and crunch your numbers and 135, you sell it for 235. You know, you put in whatever you got to put into it, you walk away with 50,000. See, you guys, you want to make 100,000 on every deal. You know, sometimes you got to take a cut or leave it alone, bro. Go to the next one. So that's on you, man.
I completely get what you're saying. I can say, just from looking at what, like, you know, other properties are going for in that area, I know you were saying like 235. It's up down as the months go. You know how the real estate market is. It changes and it drops.
Down here, bro, it's booming. This is like the last frontier. It's booming down here, man. Every place else, you're not going to get nothing for that price any place else. That's why everybody's down here now trying to you know, pick off the tree. Because Chesterfield, you forget about it. But you're going to find nothing under 200,000 in Chesterfield, man. You know, Richmond's done got eight up, so Petersburg is the last frontier, man.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I can tell
it's
you.
It's hot. And it's hot down here, man. It's hot.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. I completely understand. Yeah. Look, I didn't ask you before, how quick were you looking to go to, I guess, your next place after having it sold?
I'm not stressed out to move, man. You know, whenever I get the money, you know, I'm not stressed out. I'm just chill out. You know, as soon as you come up with the money, as soon as you come up with $135,000, I'll be out in 10 days, bro.
Got you. Yeah.
I'll pack what I'm going to pack up, and I'll be out of here in 10 days. And whatever I leave, you can have it.
Yeah, no.
But it ain't too much to have because I done cleaned out the two bedrooms. I done cleaned out. Because I was, you know, I'm thinking about moving, so I got a lot of things boxed up. One bedroom I just used for storage because I'm boxing everything up. So that room is a couple boxes in there. The other bed, I done got rid of the bedroom set in the other room. So it's just my bedroom, really. So the other two bedrooms is, I'll clear them out. Like I said, one is already cleared out. The other one is boxes. So I get rid of that, load them boxes up, the living room. I'll just give it to a friend of mine or give it away. I'm you know, get my hands on $100,000, bro. I'll buy new furniture, but that's what I want to do.
Yeah. No, I feel you, and I hear you. I completely do. And you're right. Petersburg is an awesome area right now. It is booming. I can say, though, like, I don't know how close you've been looking at the market, but I just looked today at the place, couple streets over, 4-2 baths, completely done top to bottom. It went for like 2 flat. So
what was that at?
One second. I can pull it up and show you. Hold on 1 second. My computer's loading. I should have the streets memorized by now.
Yeah, I didn't go to the market. Oh, matter of fact, I think I went early this Monday or something. But yeah, I usually, you know, go through the date. I get the text when something's jumping off, so I usually scan through, see what's selling, what's selling, what ain't selling.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. You got to know what's going on around you. But it was Clinton Street, right over just this month.
Yeah, Clinton Street is right behind me, yeah.
Exactly.
What's your address? What number? 500 block or what block?
It was 500 block.
Yeah, it's right behind me. Mm-hmm. The Blue House, or what is it, Blue House? Yeah, right, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What you sold for? You sold for what?
That was a 4-2, sold for 200 flat.
So
Okay. It's around there, but I can tell you, like, you know, we'd expect to get maybe a little less, just due to the fact that they've got a little, that second bathroom, and then, you know, they moved the front door entry. Long story short, I want to be able to give you what you want for the place. I think I'd be able to give you 135 flat if, like, you know, there were probably some things done to bring it to 2024. Because even if you list it, I can say, you know, I'm sure that thing is in awesome condition. It really is just a matter of bringing it to, like, you know, listing standards. If you get a realtor, they're going to tell you to change this, change that. add this.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
If I get a realtor, I'm gonna tell that realtor I want 135. So if I got a price it at 160, 165, mm-hmm. whatever I get a price it at, after they get all their commission, whatever they want to get, as long as I walk away at 135, I don't care what they put on the listing. If they can't do that, then I'll get rid of that realtor and find somebody else, man.
Yeah. No, that's another option that I was wanting to present to you because we do wholesale where we you know, buy cash. We also list to our investors. So if you know you want 135, we can put it up on our board and submit it to our investors and see if anybody bites, if that makes sense. But I do want to let you know that...
You put it up there and let your investors bite, and then you come back and let me know.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely presenting that as an option, but it's not as easy as, like, you know, just saying, hey, this is...
I gotta sign a contract and let you put it on contract, and then you go sell it, and then you bring me back 135, right?
It's general gist of how it goes. There are some other things into it, but it's not a crazy process. But, yes, we do that for our homeowners as well. But I can tell you, in order to just – that's an option. And when it comes to, like, you know, just getting it straight out, I don't think I would be around that 135 range if there were more updates to it. If there were more updates
to it. Listen to me, Jerome. Jerome, right? That's your name, right? Jerome, right?
Yeah, you got it. You seen Martin, right?
Yeah, Jerome, listen. I didn't get you my price. So you want to give me your price and we can battle? I didn't get you my price. So what else you want me to do for you?
No, yeah, you're right. I don't want you to do anything else.
I don't put my, they say the first one give a number is the first one who lose. So I didn't get you my number. What more can I do?
No, I hear you. What I'm looking at is ground. 85 flat to you.
And that 85, 85 what?
Hand, 85K.
For what? What's that for?
That would be a cash offer to just completely take it off.
Hey, bro, they just sell stuff like that around the corner.
Yeah.
Put up Sycamore Street. They just sold junk, unlivable stuff for that price. And you want to give me that price? But, okay, yeah. All right, this is what we'll do, Jerome.
No, I can't say that's not the what I want to give you. That's just what, you know.
Okay, Jerome. Let's do this, man. Keep my number on your file if you want to, or you can take it off. But if that's the best you can do, there's nothing I can do for you, bro.
Now, I can say there may be wiggle room for sure. It's just
You're so far off. It's ridiculous, man.
Where would be a better range for you?
I done told you, 135, bro. You can't, you're not even, the last guy I talked to, he was at 120. He was at 120, and he was asking me, can we meet halfway? So what's halfway? 120, 135, halfway is what? Would be what, 127 or something like that? I don't know. Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Now, you talking about 85? Come on, bro. I got to go. Keep in contact, Jerome. If that's the best you can do, I'm sorry. I can't help you out, bro.
No.
All right?
No,
all right,
man. That's why I said for a cash offer, but I do want to ask about that list, and we can still take that as an option. So that's why.
Call me back in 30 days, and I'll see. All right?
No, I can do better than that in 30 days. Could I call you back sometime mid next week and let you know exactly, like straight up, what a no-brainer
would
be? Because
that's not a problem. Call me back, but your numbers is crazy off, bro. All right, talk with you later, man. I gotta go.
You have a great rest of your day.
And you too, Jerome. Bye bye.